Good morning.
大家早。
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
How are you all?
大家好吗？
I called my mom this week to wish her a Happy Mother's Day.
过去这个礼拜，我打电话给我们的妈妈，祝她母亲节快乐。
Like you, I love my mom very much. She worked very hard to raise my sister and me.
跟在座的各位一样，我非常爱我的母亲。她花了很多的时间，很多的心血，把我跟我的姐妹一起带大。
She worked in Chinatown as a garment factory worker for 25 years before she finally retired.
她在纽约的唐人街的一个织衣工厂工作了25年才退休。
For a brief time, she and my father moved to Columbus, Ohio for his job.
其中有一段很短的时间，因为我父亲工作的关系，搬到 Ohio 的这个 Columbus 去。
When they were living in Columbus, she complained there was a lack of fresh seafood there.
他住在 Columbus 的时候，他就在抱怨说那边没有新鲜的海鲜。
It was too expensive or not fresh.
要么就是太贵，要么就是不够新鲜。
So one Christmas, my wife and I sent her a present from Legal Seafood. We sent her a fresh lobster.
所以有一年的圣诞节，我跟我太太从 Legal Seafood 这个餐厅。订了一个新鲜的龙虾送到 Columbus 去给他们。
So I called her on the day it was supposed to be delivered, and it turned out they had already cooked and eaten it already.
在那个龙虾要送到的那天的早上，我就打电话给他们，然后问他们怎么样，发现说已经送到了，而且他们已经煮了，而且吃了。
It was only 11 o'clock in the morning.
那个时候只是早上的11点钟。
It was a very expensive delivery, but it was worth it. When it comes to our mothers, we should be willing to give nice gifts, right?
花了不少的钱，但是来表达我们对母亲的爱，或许我们都很愿意花一点的这个钱。
But my talk today isn't actually about my real mother.
今天这个正道其实不是谈的是我的血缘上面的母亲。
It was someone that I thought about in our recent preparations to preach about the epistles of Paul.
我最近在准备这个教牧书信的这个讲道，看到保罗写的这些教牧书信的时候，让我想到这一位人。
There was someone who I remembered loved and treated me very much the same way that Paul treated Timothy.
在我的生命里面有一位，就好像保罗爱跟带领提摩太一样，是这样的来爱跟带领我。
In his two letters to Timothy, Paul called Timothy his son four times.
在圣经里面所记载，保罗写给提摩太的两卷书里面，保罗四次提到提摩太是他的儿子。
They were not actually related, but Paul took on the role of a spiritual parent to Timothy.
他们在血缘上面是没有关系，但是在属灵上面，保罗是把提摩太视为他属灵的儿子。
Paul guided the path of Timothy and helped him grow in his faith.
保罗带领栽培。使得提摩太在信仰上面成长，知道自己侍奉的方向。
Paul helped Timothy find his place in God's kingdom.
保罗帮助提摩太在神的国度里面发现提摩太所要扮演的角色，所要在的地位。
I have a Paul in my life, but in this case, she was an auntie in the church.
在我的生命里面，其实也有一位保罗，不过呢，他不是男生，他是是教会里面的一位阿姨。
She wasn't a real relative. She's the, you know, the generic Chinese auntie.
她跟我也是一样，没有血缘的关系，但是在教会里面，大家都叫她阿姨或者是姨妈。
If you're a Chinese Christian, you probably have 30, 40 aunties in your life, right?
如果你在教会里面长大，你大概在教会里面已经有三四十位阿姨或者是姨妈。
This auntie became my spiritual mother and actually had a big influence in my decision to join full-time ministry.
这位阿姨在我的生命里面有非常大的影响。其中一个很大的影响是我决定做一个全世界的传道人。
Her name is Veronica Wong. She lives in Long Island, New York, and she is a mother with three children of her own.
她叫 Veronica, 是王阿姨。她有住在纽约的长岛。她有三个小孩。
She loves Christ very much, and she serves the church with a tireless energy.
她跟许多我们教会许多的姐妹一样，她非常的热心爱主，好像有用不完的精力。
I think we can find many aunties like that here in CBCGB.
相信在我们的教会也有这样许多的姐妹。
I see many sisters here, regardless of marital status, married or single, who also match that description.
在我们教会里面也看到许多的姐妹，不管结婚或者是单身，也是有这样的经历，有这样的爱来侍奉主。
This Auntie Veronica had many talents, but her best strength is that she is a great organizer and a great motivator.
这位王阿姨有很多的恩赐，但是两个很重要的恩赐是她有非常好的组织能力，而且她有非常好的鼓励的恩赐。
She is very good at analyzing the needs of the church and discovering a way to meet those needs.
她的一个长处就是去发现、去分析教会的需要，而且找出一个可以满足教会需要的一些方案。
This auntie is the living and breathing answer of that 1 Corinthians question in chapter 14, verse 12.
就像哥林多前书14章12节所讲的。
This is a paraphrase, but 1 Corinthians 14, 12 asks, Have you been blessed with a lot of talents? Are you so eager that you can't sit still? Then use your talents and use your gifts to serve the church in the most excellent way.
保罗是这样写的，你们也是如此。既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当求多得造就教会的恩赐。
And I believe Auntie Veronica is like a spiritual mother to me, because she did three things in her life that bear a strong resemblance to the three parental actions that the Apostle Paul, as a spiritual father, did for Timothy.
在这位王阿姨在带领栽培我的过程中间，让我感到就好像保罗在作为提摩太的属灵父亲一样，在这样一个教导的关系里面，有三件特别的事情。
Three actions that we find in the course of Paul's relationship with Timothy that built him up and steered him into a life committed to obeying the Lord.
在保罗这样建立跟坚固提摩太的信仰，引导他一生跟随主，在服侍主，中间有这样三个特别的事情。
In his first parental action, Paul was sensitive to the needs of the church and was always the first to serve.
在第一个事情，就是保罗是很敏锐的，能够知道教会里面需要什么东西，而且呢，他永远是第一个站出来参与这样的侍奉。
We see it in scripture. Paul was there to establish a church. Paul was there to teach Christians. Paul was there ready to help every time.
我们从圣经里面看到许多这样的例子。每逢一个教会有需要的时候，需要坚固或者是需要建立，这个保罗永远是第一个站出来，而且他永远是很愿意去帮忙。
But before he asked anyone else, he was always willing to do it himself.
保罗在问别人可不可以帮忙以前，他都是第一个站出来去做这样的事工。
God calls each of us to joyfully serve in every area of his ministry.
在教会许多的事工里面，神是这样的来呼召，来引导我们很喜乐的去参与各样的侍奉。
When Christians obey, it is the most powerful evidence that Jesus is real.
当基督徒很愿意顺服神的呼召，愿意在神面前来服侍的时候，就是那又真又活的耶稣一个最好的一个证明。
When Christians serve, it is powerful evidence that the gospel is relevant.
当基督徒侍奉参与的时候，就是让我们大家，让这个全世界都知道，福音在我们生命里面是一个很密切的关系。
For a young believer who is still growing in the faith, seeing a more mature Christian serve is a life-changing experience.
对一个刚信主的弟兄或者是姐妹，看到一位比较属灵的长辈在主里面的服事，是一个非常深远的影响。
I can believe in Jesus, but here in front of me, I see someone who truly believes and truly loves.
我已经相信主了，但是在我面前有这样一个属灵的前辈，有这样一个见证，是很愿意把他自己放在主的面前，愿意来侍奉。
In Auntie Veronica's case, she spent all of her time in children's or youth ministry.
以我这位王阿姨为例子，她把她所有的时间花在教会的青少年跟儿童的施工上面。
In youth ministry, she was the organizer, the teacher, the counselor, the janitor, you name it, she's done it.
在青少年的施工里面，他是那个组织的童工，他是老师，他是辅导，他甚至是扫地清扫的。你所想到所有的施工，他全部都参与。
And looking back, this was how I was roped into youth ministry when I was a college student.
当我看到我自己侍奉的经验的时候，我就是这样慢慢的进到青少年施工的这个侍奉。
Up to that point, I had never really put much thought into how I would serve God or the church.And I was a spiritual drifter, really.
那个是在我在大学的时候，很老实的跟大家说，在那个时候其实我不太知道我要怎么样来侍奉，甚至我还只是一个属灵上面的徘徊者。
Auntie Veronica volunteered me into VBS, and 15 years ago this summer, I became a Bible teacher for the very first time.
15年前的夏天, 这个王阿姨自作主张的替我去自愿, 自愿去参与这个教会里面, 暑期圣经学校的这样的侍奉。
I'd like to tell you that I was great, but I was terrible.
我本来很想跟你说我做得很好, 但实际上, 那次表现非常糟糕。
In fact, our then pastor's daughter, who was in the class that I taught, she thought I was so awful that she asked my mom if she didn't have to come back the next day.
事情是这样子的，这个在我的教会的牧师的女儿，也在我的这个暑期圣经学校的那班里面，我的表现有多糟糕呢？那个小女儿回到家里，问她妈妈说，我第二天可不可以不用再去？
But by asking me to serve, Veronica performed the second action of a spiritual parent.
但是这个王阿姨在做一个属灵的长辈，她所做第二样重要的事情，就是邀请我去服侍。She
helped me to discover a raw skill that I didn't even know I had.
她帮助我发现，在我的生命里面，其中一个恩赐是我从来不知道的。And
I was able to discover this because she connected me with an opportunity.
为什么我会发现呢？就是因为她看到有这样的需要，她把我跟这样的需要连在一起。
Instead of being discouraged by my initial poor performance, I was curious about what I had done wrong, and I grew to love the challenge of how I can teach better.
虽然我知道我做的不太好，一开始的时候，但是呢，我没有因为这样就很失望或者很妥气，而且呢，是我很愿意想知道是说我有哪些地方我做的不对，而且可以怎么样来改善，做得更好。
Today, by the grace of God, I've gotten a little better, but if she had not connected me to that VBS ministry, and that had entrusted me with that opportunity so many years ago, I may not even be here in front of you today.
谢谢神的恩典，我这些年来大概还有一些进步，但是如果没有当初王阿姨对我的邀请跟不断的鼓励，我今天不可能站在这里跟大家讲这篇道。As
a spiritual father, Paul connected his spiritual sons very well.
作为一个属灵的父亲，保罗跟他属灵的儿子有非常密切的关系。
From the Bible, we know about a handful of young men that Paul had raised and positioned so effectively throughout the various churches.
从教圣经里面，我们可以看到保罗训练了一些的青年人在这个教会里面参与各样的侍奉。But
how many more are there that we don't read about in the Bible?
但是想想看，在有多少是保罗没有写在圣经里面的？
Faithful individuals who were once young and inexperienced but grew to expertly serve and richly bless their congregations because someone who was a more mature Christian took the time to invest in them.
想想看，这些都是刚信主的一些弟兄，他们是在教会里面慢慢学习参与侍奉，但是因为这个保罗的这个邀请跟教会的接纳，他们成为这个教会一个。 一个非常好的这个同工，成为教会的祝福。Any
one of us can be a spiritual parent this way.
在座我们每一个人都可以成为这样的一个属灵的父亲或者是母亲。And
third, a spiritual mother or father must show a special kind of love for young believers whom they've taken under their wings.
第三，这个作为一个属灵的父亲或者是母亲，我们要对我们所带领的对象表达一个特别的爱。
This is not the general Christian agape that we must all exhibit to one another.
这个不太是这个我们在基督里面那种属基督的，不只是这样一个爱，不是只是在我们对着我们教会里面一般的弟兄姐妹这样的爱。Rather,
a spiritual mother or father must show a special kind of protective love that is deliberate and planned with forethought.
而是一个属灵的父亲或者是母亲。 是一个有前瞻性的，是一个有保护的，有计划的一种爱心。Paul
did not just throw Timothy to the proverbial wolves and wished him luck.
这个保罗没有把这个提摩太丢到狼群里面，就跟他说祝你好运。He
would mentor Timothy and spend a lot of time in instruction.
他对提摩太提供很多的辅导跟鼓励，花了很多的时间。He
stayed in touch with him and kept contact with him with letters and communication.
他亲自的面对面对提摩太有教导，他用这个他所写的信给提摩太提供许多的鼓励跟带领。Paul
would try to protect Timothy as much as he could, and when the decision making was too hard, he would step in and help him.
在提摩太面临很重的侍奉的单子, 或者是非常重要的属灵的决定的时候，保罗是很愿意踏进来帮助提摩太度过这些痛苦的时间跟做重要的决定。
In short, as a spiritual father, Paul tried his best to allow Timothy to succeed.
主要很简单的来讲，作为一个属灵的父亲，保罗所做的就是给提摩太很多很多的机会在属灵里面有成功的这个服事。
He tried to protect Timothy so he wouldn't get discouraged and he would abandon his position.
保罗给提摩太提供许多的保护，使得提摩太不会因为太大的挫折而失望而气馁。
This is a deeper, protective kind of love that demands time, forethought, and emotional investment.
这是一种更深的、更保护的爱，是需要有一个属灵的父亲或者是母亲有这样前瞻性的、有这样计划的来付出。
Much more investment than time than the casual hello, how are you?
比我们平常一般的这个抱一抱说一说你好不好需要付出更多的爱跟时间跟计划。
It's been over 10 years since I've served with Auntie Veronica in church.
我已经没有跟王阿姨十年之间没有跟王阿姨一起来侍奉。
But she still keeps in touch with me with encouragements and updates from New York City.
但是在这十年中间王阿姨还是不断的鼓励我不断的从纽约那边告诉我在教会里面所发生的事情。
In fact, last fall, she came up to Boston to attend my ordination service.
去年的秋天，我被按摩的时候，她从纽约来参加这个按摩的典礼。
And I could tell that she was truly celebrating and praising God during the occasion.
我可以看得出来，她在整个过程中间非常的喜乐，不断的感谢主。
I know because I feel the same way when one of our teens reaches a spiritual milestone.
我知道，为什么知道呢？因为我也有我看到在我辅导的这个年轻人，如果他们达到他们属灵的这个潜力的这个上限的时候，我也会有这样一个喜乐的感觉。
I feel proud, I feel joy, and I feel thankful.
我会非常的自豪，我会非常的高兴，我也会不断的感谢神。
And I'm ever hopeful that the Lord will use them more in the future.
而且还希望上帝能够在使用他们在上帝的施工上面做更大的事情。
Auntie Veronica wasn't my real mom, and chronologically speaking, she only spent a short amount of time with me.
老实讲，这个王阿姨不是我血缘上面真正的母亲。而且在王阿姨多年的侍奉生涯里面，她也只是花了少数几年来带领我。
However, her tenacious belief that God can and will use anyone to serve Him.Meant that the smallest fraction of time together was a life-changing event for me.
虽然他跟我花的时间不是那么的多，但是透过他对神这样持续的信心，他相信神会使用一个人，在这个很短的时间里面，对我有非常深远的影响。
Each one of us here, married or single, can be a spiritual parent for another believer.
在座我们中间，不管你是已婚或者是单身的，我们都可以成为另外一个人的属灵的父亲或者是母亲。
Many of us are here today because a spiritual parent took the time to nurture and mentor us.
在座我们很多人今天坐在我们中间，是因为有另外一位属灵的父亲或者是母亲在带领我们。
I know there are many deep relationships in this sanctuary that go back many, many years.
我相信在这样一个荣耀的会堂里面你们中间有很多类似这样的关系是透过多年来的栽培跟带领。
Perhaps right now you are in a position to be a spiritual mother or father to someone right here.
想想看在你在座的各位中间你想想看有哪一位另外的弟兄或者是姐妹你是可以作为他属灵的父亲或者是母亲。
Who will you help? Who will you guide? Who will you encourage?
你会帮助谁？你会带领谁？你会鼓励谁？
By God's enabling, we can have a greater influence on the lives of others much more so than we think.
透过上帝的祝福跟带领，我们会影响到另外一个人，远远比我们自己所求所想的还来得更大、更深远的影响。
First, by modeling Christ's example of service and humility.
第一，当然我们要先学习基督谦卑跟服事的榜样。
Second, by making friends with young believers and nurturing them and guiding them.
第二，是我们跟我们比较年轻的弟兄姐妹建立这样一个友谊的关系，帮助他们经历神的信实跟大能。
And third, by showing genuine Christ-like love to them and building up their faith.
第三，我们也学习，基督怎么样爱我们，我们也怎么样爱他，鼓励他们在信仰上面不断的长进。
This is how God's church is built up.
这个其实就是神建立教会的秘诀。
This is how God's church lives up to His name and fulfills its function.
这个就是神建立教会，负起神给予教会的这个功能。
Our church can give the world a sneak peek of what heaven will look like.
就这样做，我们可以让这个世界看到天国可能是怎么样的。
Heaven, when God's love, righteousness, and rule will prevail.
当神的慈爱、公义跟规律在我们中间彰显的时候。
So I want to wish all of our mothers a tremendous happy birthday. A happy birthday, happy Mother's Day.
对，在座的每位母亲，母亲节快乐。
You've given us life and love, and without you, we wouldn't even be here today.
你给我们我们的生命跟你们的跟你给我们的爱，没有你们，我们今天不可能站在这里。
So kids, I hope you've wished your moms happy Mother's Day and given them some kind of nice gift.
在座的儿女们，相信你已经对你的母亲有一点表示。
But also a special thank you to all you spiritual mothers out there.
但是也是对在座的属灵的母亲一个特别的感谢。
Spiritual moms and dads who've taken young believers under your wings and have been a real Paul to their Timothy.
特别感谢那些属灵的父亲母亲，你在别人的生命里面扮演保罗的角色，你是这样的教导跟栽培另外一个提摩太。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we thank you so much for the moms you've given to us.
天父上帝，我们为着你给我们的母亲献上感谢。
Through them, you've given us life.
透过我们的母亲，你给我们生命。
Through their hard work, Lord, you've given us a living.
因为他们努力的工作，我们能够在这个世界上面存活。
And for fortunately many of us, Lord, they've given us our faith.
在我们许多人，有信的人中间，透过我们的母亲，我们得到这样的信仰。
Lord, we pray for all of our mothers.
主，我们为着我们在座每一位的这个母亲来祷告。
For your blessings and encouragement upon them.
求你祝福，也求你给他们鼓励。
Lord God, we also want to pray for those of us whose moms have not yet come to faith.
我们也为着我们在座中间我们的母亲还没有接受信仰的。
Help us to continue to love them and encourage them and to guide them to the gospel.
帮助我们继续的爱他们，为他们祷告，带领他们认识福音。
Lord, we pray for our mothers who are not feeling well.
我们在座中间可能有的母亲身体不舒服。
Lord, we pray for healing and encouragement and strength.
我们为着他们来献上祷告，求你给他们健康跟能力。
Comfort them and us, Lord, because that is a very difficult time.
我们相信有在座的弟兄姐妹，如果是母亲有这样的病痛的时候，是一个很痛苦的过程。我们求你给我们你的安慰跟医治。
Lord, we pray for our mothers to be in our congregation.
我们也为着我们在座中间未来的母亲而祷告。
Lord, we pray for the child that is growing inside their womb. We pray that you will bless their family, and Lord, we pray that in the future you will guide that child into a saving knowledge of you.
我们为着还在母腹中间的婴儿来祷告，我们相信他们会在你的爱跟信实中间长大，也相信他们的父母会这样的带领他们，有一天他们会亲自的认识你。
But Father, we pray for special blessings upon all of our sisters.
我们为着我们姐妹，你给他们特别的祝福来献上祷告跟感谢。
For their fellowship and their faithfulness.
为着你带给我们的团契跟交通跟你的信实。
Father, we thank you for their friendship and their love.
我们为着我们的姐妹给我们的友谊跟爱。
And Lord, we pray for our church.
我们非常的感谢，我们再也来纪念我们的教会。
Help us to love one another.
帮助我们可以彼此相爱。
And to fulfill your function on this earth.
能够让世人看到我们彼此相爱，看到你在我们中间，看到我们能够负起你给我们的使命。
We pray in your Son Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.